Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Oded Broshy, the father of a super talented young man who was taken away from us much too early at the age of 19. Adar Broshy died of a rare form of childhood cancer in 2019 on April 5th. But his music and his spirit lives on, not only through his dad, Oded, but through a new project, Songs from a Dream, the music of Adar Broshy, produced by Oded and performed by the Avi Adrian Trio. Oded, what a pleasure to have you here at WBGO.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
I know this has to be difficult for you, but it also has to be so fulfilling to talk about the music and the memory of your son, Adar. This goes back a long way for you because you're a musician as well. You're a saxophonist and a flutist. And so you had music in your home with Adar from day one. Why do you think he became such a virtuoso when it comes to playing music and being involved? Was it you? Was it inside him already? What do you think?
Adar was so talented that whatever he took from me, he multiplied it thousandfold. It's on a completely different level of talent and creativity. One thing we can say is that Adar listened to music, all kinds of music, any kind of music. We played jazz, we played classical, we played world music, and he heard all these wonderful musicians from the day he was born. The speakers were always on, and there was always something playing, and I have videos of Adar, banging on the piano when he was 8 months already had this feel. Whenever there was music on, his bodily reactions were, he showed his excitement. He started dancing and moving and being happy.
So, he did a little bit of everything. It wasn't just music. He was involved in photography and drawing and filmmaking. Quite a young man.
The amount of creativity that Adar had is difficult to explain. There was, if a day went by where he didn't create something, whether it was drawing or film or music, he felt that he lost a day. And at the same time, I have to say that he was never competitive with anyone. It was all kindness and, just wanted to be the best person he could be for other people in this world. And he felt that there's a kind of, that his art is a mission to the world to give, to make music for to make people happy, to make funny drawings, to make people laugh. That was what drove him.
This 2.5 year battle that he had fighting this rare form of childhood cancer, so much creativity came out of just those years where he faced what he knew was an uphill battle. So I would imagine the inspirations, the dreams, the thoughts of maybe trying to get in so much in a short period of time drove him.
That's something that it's very difficult to understand. A boy just turned 17, where his peers are at school. He spends months and years in the hospital, in chemo and radiation, and unspeakable tortures. And during all this time, he never complains, but it's trying to think about music and every moment that he has that he can sit down on the piano or a keyboard. I brought him keyboard to the hospital. He'd sit down and play music or compose. And this was maybe a way of him to, a way for him to deal with this.
Dar was born in Amsterdam in 1999 and basically raised on three different continents, Europe, the Middle East, and North America. Mm-hmm. So obviously you talked about the influences already, but his music, as you mentioned, ranges from Bach to Mozart to Thelonious Monk, Stevie Wonder, and you can hear it in all these different types of mm-hmm. performances that he did. And you can also hear it being transformed now by the Avi Adrian Trio in Songs from a Dream. What's your favorite tune from this?
It's a difficult question for me. Different weeks I have different favorites because every tune has its own mood. Some are more on the funky side. Some are more like a, you know, ongoing story, like, you know, like oil music. It sounds like a story that has the different chapters. So I, you know, every song on this album, every tune is has its own story with it and a different mood.
It certainly does, including Something Changed, Sitting in the Wind, and If You Were Here, all love songs that Adar wrote with lyrics and recorded in July of 2018. Writing love songs when you're battling cancer.
Yes.
That tells you a lot about your son.
He was full of love.
Now, you and your wife and your other younger son all have given him, throughout that time, the support, obviously, that he needed to get through this. How has your family held up?
It's we were united around Adar, but we were determined to try to keep, you know, as much as possible, for at least for his brother Matan, a normal life, go to school, and do the daily things, as you know. But a lot of Matan supported him, and Debbie, his mother, my wife, and we were around him, tried to give him as much love as we could and encourage him to keep on the battle.
Somebody else who gave him a lot of love at the early age of 7 was his music teacher, piano teacher, Avi Adrian, who was performing this Songs from a Dream CD.
Avi, he's a rare talent, and I think that is one more proof that you could be a world-class musician and not have world-class fame. A person who chose family life and being a professor in the music academy in Israel and in Jerusalem and playing occasional gigs to, you know, pursuing an international career. And his relationship with Adar is unique. He felt his talent from day one. I remember he told me when he just improvised with Matan on the piano, you know, the first time, he says, "This boy is going to be amazing. And you have to realize that at certain points, if he has a teacher, the teacher, you know, should be aware that the teacher should not be jealous with him because he's going to surpass whoever teaches him."
Mm. And when you hear that, it makes you really believe that talent isn't always brought out. Talent lives within he had this inside him for a long time, whether it be from, you know, growing up in your household. But obviously, when he got to Avi, he had already had some skills in him that would put him above the rest. Sometimes, you know, this may be hard for you to even talk about, Oded, but sometimes some people who are so talented, they don't stay with us a long time on this earth. They leave us well before because they have so much to give in such a short period of time. He's not the first super talented musician to leave us at an early age. Have you ever thought about that? That sometimes they're so talented and they have so many things to give us at such a short period of time that we don't get to experience them later in life?
It's a thought. Certainly comes up. And some people said, you know, relatives or friends, sometimes people said he was, you know, the very good are taken early. And it felt also that he has a mission from an early age to create, as if somewhere inside himself he knew that he's not going to stay for long.
You have a mission, too, by the proceeds of Songs from a Dream by the Avi Adrian Trio, a CD that you produced, will go to research for this rare form of childhood cancer. And you were talking to me before we started the interview. This impacts as many as 1,000 children a year?
That is correct. This is one of the most devastating diseases. I mean, no disease is nice, but getting cancer at such an early age is not only cruel to the child itself, who doesn't understand what's, you know, still why is this happening to him, and to the family surrounding them. And this is a form of cancer that to this day has very little chances of cure, but there is a promising research going on in Boston, in Mass General, that I hope that by selling CDs and selling the music, we will be able to raise some funds to support this so that other children will not have to suffer as much as Adar for 2.5 years until this, you know.
You sent me the audio files of the original tunes that Adar... And I love the tunes where he's singing, because his spirit really comes out in not only the playing, but the singing, too. He had a really nice way of delivering the lyrics, and you could tell it was from him. He wasn't trying to copy anybody. It was Adar, wasn't it?
Adar was Adar, 100%. He never tried to sound like anyone or imitate anyone. We were so surprised when he started to sing. It was very late. I heard him the first time try to sing when he was 16, not before that. And, hey, this boy has a voice. And I don't know where he got this voice, certainly not from me, you know. And we were so thrilled with this, you know, and it came so natural to him.
To rain, you may not hear what I'm saying, but I ain't got time for your playing. And though my sitting in the wind, watching people pass me by.
It almost surprised himself, I think, when you look at him singing. He was like, this is actually coming out of me.
It's, I don't know if he knew that he was any good, But he just had to do it. It just came, it just flowed out of him naturally. And I have to say that all these recordings were made during, just in between very, very harsh chemo treatments. And he had no hair at the time, and he felt sick. And I told him, you know, we had some home recordings, but I said, a friend said, hey, why don't you come to my, I have a home studio. Let's run some recordings. And Adar wasn't sure that he, you know, felt like it, but we went there and we did it.
Some of the greatest jazz and blues artists of all time experience trauma in their life, experience hard times. Gary Walker says it all the time, our morning host and music director here, that a lot of people who sing and perform, they don't have soul or they don't have enough to it. When you've gone through what Adar went through, you can understand why some of that great feeling came through in his music. I mean, he experienced pain. He experienced the fact that he might not be around long. And so love was important to him. What are your thoughts on that?
It was pretty obvious for me that Adar is singing a love song to a loved one that he will probably never meet.
I know this is really difficult for you, and we appreciate you coming into WBGO to talk about Adar. The music of Adar Broshi is being celebrated in Songs from a Dream. It's a new project that's out by the Avi Adrian Trio and produced by Adar's father, Oded, who's joining us here on the WBGO Journal. And I understand Volume 2 is also in the works. So this is exciting because, obviously, you don't have a Volume 2, Oded, if Volume 1 isn't a success.
It's true, but in our eyes, Volume 1 is a huge success. We measure the success on what we feel is the musical achievement. And we think we achieved something pure and with a classic sense in it. An album that's not just, oh, it's another album with some covers of some standards or whatever it is. Oh, we can do that too. I think it has a classic feel to it. I think it'll be there to stay. And we feel that we achieved something also from the recording level point of view. We invested a lot in creating, you know, a special, unique, high, you know, quality sound. And actually, based on that, we are talking with some musicians already now for the second album. One of them is Peter Erskine, the drummer, legendary drummer, who actually liked the recording and said we're talking about him doing the second album now, and we really hope it will turn out and that he will play on the second album now.
That's super exciting to hear. When somebody comes up to you and says, the music of Adar Broshi, how do you describe it?
The music of Adar Broshi is, in my eyes, is a fusion of musical associations as broad as someone can imagine, anywhere between any style that is possible, between folk, classical, jazz, rock, pop, emulated into something different, into something, it's a different sound, a different rhythm. And this is why I thought it was worth putting all this effort also in producing this CD and then this album to make this something that will stay.
Dad, a lot of people say that animals and pets have a unique sense of, they know the good people and they know the talented people. A YouTube sensation was created when Adar was a young boy playing on the keyboards, mm-hmm. and his teacher's parrot joins in. We're going to hear a little bit of that, but it's amazing that this is all real. This was not concocted. The parrot provides one of the best solos you want to hear when it comes to this kind of music.
Definitely, and I don't think anyone has a rational or scientific explanation why a tiny cockatiel parrot would be able to improvise on a blues theme, as you will hear from this piece. So what you hear there is Adar improvising at the age of 7, a little bit. This was his first or second lesson with Avi, and the parrot joins in and apparently steals the show. I was there. I took a video, and I thought that this is something for YouTube, and we got over 200,000 views on this. By the way, the parrot named Eric is still around. He's very old. He doesn't sing anymore, but he's still around. We still have him.
What kind of conversations do you have with your younger son about Adar?
My younger son is not a big talker. He loved Adar was his whole world. They played music together. They had a band together. They made films together. Adar was so much filled his life and his soul that he actually didn't have any friends. He was not interested in friends. He was very popular in school, but he didn't feel he needed anyone more than Adar. So Adar's loss for him was devastating, and for him it's maybe more difficult to deal with this more than anyone else in the family. He finds it difficult playing music that he used to play before with Adar. But he helps me with editing videos of Adar and editing videos of this album that we did. He's very good with this with all these technical things.
What a moving photograph that Adar took that you chose to put on the cover of this project, Songs from a Dream. Is this Adar's hand himself?
Yes.
Reaching out, you see a reflection of, looks like the water, right?
Yes, water and light reflecting over the water, and his hand is stretched out. And he has hundreds of pictures that he took. This was taken maybe half a year before his death. And for me, it symbolizes his wish for his legacy to be carried on like a light, that he wanted to linger after he's gone.
I would imagine you've encountered parents who've been in similar circumstances now and have had talks about losing a child. Have you learned anything from somebody else that maybe you could share with us that gives you strength?
To be honest, during this, I didn't meet any parents that have lost children at such an early age. I heard about people, but I believe that every loss is very personal. I actually met one lady, I have to say, that lost her son. I think that trying to keep the legacy, whatever it is, of your lost one helps with keeping sanity, as opposed to trying to ignore and turn into other things. So for me personally, it's a life-saving mission. Preserving Adar's legacy is music.
You went all over the world basically trying to find a cure, didn't you?
Yes, this disease is almost cureless. We had the first round, cancer came in the U.S., cancer came back, and we found out that there's nothing very promising in the U.S. other than certain trials. So we went for an experimental trial in Germany. And then we flew back and forth the whole summer of 2018. And wherever we went, we had the keyboard with us that Adar would play every time he could sit in bed or get out of bed. And then we came back and more treatments. So, yeah, and eventually the last station was Israel. But this is where he also passed away.
Adar left more than 400 recordings. Is there one that captures his spirit more than any other?
I think very, very, well, Adar has different sides and different moods, but as an instrumental piece, I think that Rain Dance is very much Adar, a piece that combines three different styles of music in one. It's Jewish Hasidic music with Spanish flamenco with a Chopin style waltz in between. So all these things combined into one piece. It's on the album.
What do you think he would say to Avi, knowing that Songs from a Dream is now out for everyone to hear?
Adar was never had a sense of entitlement. Very, very modest. And had he known that Avi would take his music and turn it into such an amazing album, he would be speechless and thrilled. I can tell you that Scott Hall, the person who made this, the famous Scott Hall, who did the mastering for this, he did mastering for Steely Dan and Marsalis and whatever, told me after he worked on this, he said, this is something I'd work on every day if I could. And this is something I'm taking home to listen. I'm doing an album every day, but this one I'm taking home to listen to.
Where can people get Songs from a Dream?
This is very easy. You can listen to the whole album on the website songsfromadream.com. Songsfromadream.com. Everything is there, and also links. You will find there are links for downloading or buying the CD, or links to videos on YouTube where some of the pieces are in a video form.
I would imagine a day doesn't go by that you don't put on a song from Adar.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm listening to it almost every day. And I'm still going through his recordings. I haven't completed actually researching and going through everything that all the recordings that he had, and I'm finding new things every here, now and then, that I'm sending to Avi, and we're preparing all this for the second album.
We're so glad you're sharing his music with us and coming in today. I know it's always got to be so difficult for you to talk, but yet also uplifting at times. We really appreciate it. Best of luck with not only Songs from a Dream, but Project 2, but for your family. The best to all of you.
I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity, and I'm grateful for you to play Adar's music on the station.